7.1.4, sinkhole. Those of you that are down on the east end of Schroeder Boulevard know that we've got some barricades in the middle of the street. Schroeder Boulevard from West Country Club to Miramar is a Harris County road. So the right-of-way, the ditches, the street are all maintained by Harris County and controlled by Harris County. The sinkhole has been on a Harris County road. But under the center of the street is a City of Shoreacres wastewater line. Our sewer lines are generally under the center of the street. Our concern was that that sinkhole was caused by a failure of our sewer line. So we located and excavated the cleanouts. There's what they call special cleanouts, or special manholes, about this big in the street. You may have seen where we dug those out. They had been paved over many times and made those accessible. And we sent a TV into that pipe so that we could survey it. We found no collapse. We found no failures. We found no joint separations. So our line, although it's very old, 1962, circa 1962, it's in good condition. We don't even have real bad hydrogen sulfide effects in the roof of that pipe. That was a little perplexing because that's kind of what we expected to find, was a failure along there or a bad tap. Where the sinkhole is at, there is not a tap, and there has never been a house on the south side of the street, which is where the sinkhole is at. It was on the south lane, south side of the center of the street. Last 2 weeks I've been on vacation, but I have continued to work on this with Public Works, and we filled the hole with water and put dye in it. This is a process by which then you can trace where the leak is going if it's going into your system. We monitored the downstream manholes, 4-hour increments, and the following day we did it. It emptied out in that day. We refilled it the next morning and did a second run. The dye never showed up in our wastewater system. So wherever that water is going, it is not going into our wastewater system. That being the case, we're pretty confident that it is not a failure of our line. And the Harris County can come out and repair that sinkhole. Likely they'll fill it with stabilized sand. They've been notified. They were going to be here. They told us they'd be here last Wednesday to do that. And it's Monday. So everybody has scheduling issues, I'm sure. So we're looking forward here anytime soon for Harris County to come and fill that sinkhole and patch the asphalt. And we'll get those barricades out of the way. We also didn't see any evidence that the ditch line, by the way, went to the sinkhole. So it's a little perplexing. There's a bottom in the hole. There's no clear path in the hole. So maybe there was a void beneath that, and the ceiling of that collapsed in and created this void. But that's now a Precinct 2 issue. 7.1.5, delinquent the property tax report. I have a request for a list of the properties that were delinquent in a tax suit. The City of Shore Acres contracts with LaPorte for tax assessor collector. Tax assessor collector is also out and will not be back until Thursday of this week. So I do not have that information. We don't file suit. We don't keep any of those records. That's all maintained by other entities, and I'll get that. I did, however, put into the packet what the outstanding amounts for delinquent numbers are for the City of Shore Acres. It's this page here, and you can see that from 1982 through 2013, which would be the delinquent years, our total delinquent taxes for all properties in the city is $17,487.62, which is a very small number. When you divide that up by the properties, which is why we are the flea on the tail of the dog being the school district. When you look at what taxes are owed, it's the school district. They're the ones who file the suits. And when the properties are liquidated, they're the ones who get the lion's share of those funds. And it gets all prorated back. It's unlikely if all the properties were to be taken to a tax sale that we would see even a significant amount of the $17,000 that's in the delinquent numbers here. But I will have that as soon as I can get those numbers. And those are the general report items. And I'll pause to see if you have anything before I move to the monthly financials.
On the sinkhole, they said they'd be here last Tuesday?
Last week.
Wednesday? Okay. Maybe give them a call tomorrow morning, see where they're
at? We talked to them on last Friday. They said they'd be on Monday. When they weren't here on Monday, we talked to them on Tuesday. They said it'd be Wednesday. We called them on Thursday and Friday and today, and have not had the call returned.
Okay.
I'm sure they're quite aware of it.
Any comments from council on these reports? Okay, moving on to 7.2 monthly financial report, Mr. Stahl.
Okay, financial reports in your packet. The expenditures and expenses through June 30th of 2015. Revenues lead expenditures by $169,400. I'll jump to the checking accounts. We have in the general fund checking account at the end of the month $286,392.28. In the utility fund, $49,385.23. And I would note that the balance in the utility fund has been extremely stable for the last quarter, staying between $40,000 and $50,000. The Texas Community Development Grant Fund, we still have just the placeholder funds in there of $1,090.39. Tech pool, which is our investment fund, we have a balance of $745,931.17. We have three certificates of deposit with a maturity value of all four of those combined of $255,852. Our property taxes collected to date is 109%, it's $870,370.94. On the sales tax, we had a very good sales tax month. We were flat last month, but in the month, in the previous month, May, but in June, we collected $7,770.28 in general sales tax and $1,942.57 in road maintenance sales tax, which is 0.25%, which puts us 54% ahead of the same month last year. And that is the financial report.
Any comments or questions from council?
Yeah, I have questions, actually. Did?
Okay.
If anybody else want to go first, you're welcome to. Unfortunately, I didn't get this until about 11 a.m. today, so I didn't have a chance to. I would try to do most of this offline, but as such as it is, we're here. So, Mr. Stalin at the 6. Well, actually, I'll address this to Mayor Pro Tem Adams at the 6:22 meeting. Mr. Stahl made a point of saying that the mayor was the chief financial officer. Do you want me to ask you these questions, or are you going to need to ask Mr. Stahl?
I'd rather you ask Mr. Stahl.
Okay. Just make it
Thank you.
Mr. Stahl, do you consider the information that you put out at around 11 a.m. today, at 10:14 a.m. actually, is when you say, do you consider that an accurate picture of the city's revenues for this fiscal year?
I do.
Okay. I got several questions for you. First off, we'll go back to that question I asked earlier about the 622 meetings, and then I'll be able to show you this time. General revenue, and you just mentioned $870,370.94 in property tax collections, correct?
Yes.
And if you look on page one, under general fund revenues, property tax collected is $864,140.69. What I'm trying to find out is the difference. And like I said, on 622, the difference was much larger. It was 857 dispersed total, which is what you put in the minutes, and 833 in the general revenue packet. Detail.
Yeah, actually, that's very simple. Okay. The dispersed number is from the tax assessor collector of what money they have dispersed to the city, which means that they have written a check. If that check doesn't get here in time to be deposited on the exact day, same day, it will not be reflected in our checking balance, in our year-to-date balance.
Okay.
So it's just a lag of the check being issued the last week and reaching us and being deposited the first week. It's going to appear in two different reports.
Okay. On the property tax collection sheet, the one that had the 870,000 number, you show $841,886.63 collected in June. I don't think that's possible.
You're right, that's an error.
Do we know the actual number?
Do I have memorized in my head the actual number?
No. Do you have it at your fingertips in your trusted computer?
No, sir.
Thank you. Okay. The staying on the general fund, if you look at general fund revenues under transfers, you have a transfer which should be incoming from the utility fund. So you have it as a credit, and that should be, you have it as a negative. You can use debit or credit however you like, but you have it as a negative. And so you have it driving down revenue. In fact, that should push revenue up.
No, the utility fund was short, and so the general fund did make a reverse contribution to the utility fund.
Okay, that is even more interesting. We'll get to that then. Okay, so you're saying that the general fund actually sent money to. Okay, the budgeted amount is $318,000. That was supposed to come from the reserve fund and the utility fund, correct? And you're saying that you sent $25,000 from the general fund to the utility fund. And so now we're under budget more? Because you have, that has increased $343,000.
In terms of revenue under budget?
Yes, sir. If you look on page one, under transfers, you have 318. Cross over, you have negative 25. Keep going, you have 343.
Yeah. What that,
and you have that listed as under budget. So by giving utility fund $25,000 from the general fund, we go under budget further?
No, that takes away from the revenues for the general fund. But we have not pulled any money from the general fund reserve.
We have not pulled any money from the general fund reserves?
Not for this contribution here, no, sir.
Okay, well, I think we'll address that again in a minute. Okay, so but you're saying that 343 is the correct number?
I believe it is, yes.
Okay. Going through the line items, workers' compensation for administration employees, you have budgeted at $608.85. You have actual spent $14,268.
Yes, sir.
Can you explain that? Why so far over budget?
We're not over budget. It is all of the departments. In the QuickBooks, it was not set up to pull for each of the departments. So every department where you see salaries, other than the general fund administrative, it will be a zero. And at the end of the year, we'll reconcile that and distribute that into the proper departments. The accounting system presently is not breaking it out.
Wow. Okay. The budget for the election. Why was it over budgeted so much? Was budgeted $11,000?
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor Pro Tem. If Councilman Jennings would like an accounting class with the the city manager. I think we could do that offline. We have some other budget, or we have some other business that needs to be attended to, and I'm not really sure that everybody decided to show up here to go through a complete budget synopsis. Can we do this offline?
Alderman Jennings, do you have many more?
I do. And this is the proper forum for it, because we just heard the city administrator's financial report.
I'm going to let it go. Continue.
Again, why was the budget so out of line on the city election? We budgeted $11,000 and we've spent $14,656.
Because the city of Short Acres contracts to do the election for the city of, for the LaForte Independent School District for this precinct, and also for the San Jacinto College District. And those years in which neither one of them have an election, then we bear all the expenses, and we need to budget for all of the expenses. And those years when they have a contested election and they have an election, then they share in the costs and they reimburse us. If you look at last month's, you will see that it was up several thousand dollars, and now it is down because we credited back to that line item their contributions to the elections we just had.
Thank you. We've had no legal expense, no legal notices, expenses for this year. I mean, I thought we had to put a legal notice for the election now.
And that is covered in election expenses.
Okay, and that's the only one we've had since October 1st. It's the only legal notice the city has had.
It appears to be the case.
Okay.
You do understand this is not a audited financial. This is subject to being adjusted for miscodes, and it's routinely adjusted as we go forward.
I understand completely, and that's why I asked you if it was an accurate representation. Signs, we budgeted $1,500. We spent $3,716.
What department are we looking at?
The General Revenue Fund signs.
Public Works. Is that what we're looking at, Public Works?
I don't know. I'm looking. I'll come back to that. Sales tax collectors. Again, is this a timing error? You've got, or timing, not errors, but a timing discrepancy. You've got $56,743 collected, and again, in the detail, we have $45,430.
The sales tax is done in the direct deposit, and the reporting and the deposit are on different cycles, and it's not a calendar month.
Okay. Now, let's switch to the utility fund. We have a transfer of $55,296.58. Where did that money come from?
That's a draw against the reserves.
But the reserve draw only shows 49.
Where do you
650, 71 out of text pool?
No.
No?
No. Text pool is not our reserves.
No?
No.
Okay. So, in addition to the 49,000 that text pool is down, this year, our savings account, we're down by $49,000, right?
Tax pool is not our savings account.
Okay. In addition to the $49,650.71 that the tax pool fund is reduced in this particular fiscal year, there's another $55,000 from the general fund to the utility fund?
The money is not in separate buckets. When we start on October 1st, we have the balances of the checking accounts, the CDs, and text pool. And we don't zero out the checking account and then pull back. So the checking account includes the unbudgeted reserves as well as text pool. And so the additional money is taken from what was in the balance of the checking account.
Okay. So on page 2 under utilities fund revenue, we have the $55,000 transfer. So if you subtract that from, because that's not really revenue, if you subtract that out, the actual revenue for utility fund is $339,379, correct? I'm talking revenue. I'm not talking the transfer.
Okay, you're back in the 55 out. Okay,
back in the 55 out, correct?
Yep.
So the actual revenue is 339.
Yep.
Okay, so according to this work, we're already spending $55,296.58 more than the revenue received. And we still have 3 months of the budget year to go, correct?
We budgeted to spend $232,622.62 more.
That's correct.
So we are $177,000 to the good. 326.
To the good. Either way, it's not revenue coming into the city. It's revenue coming from a general reserve fund or, you know, perhaps textbook later. Who knows? Correct? The actual revenue is only 339.
We budgeted $232,622.62 as revenue for the utility fund.
Right.
And we have only drawn $55,296 in the first three quarters of the year.
Right, you budgeted reserves as revenue. Yes, I'm very well aware of that. Okay, now if you look at expenditures by department and expenditures by category, they don't add up. Expenditures by department, you've got $394,676.14. When you break it down into your categories, take out the $25,000, you've got $419,676.14.
Are we talking utility fund or general fund?
Utility fund, page 2. Expenditures by category, expenditures by department.
I don't see what you're looking at.
Okay, expenditures by department, you've got $394,000.
At the very beginning, is that where you're at? Okay.
Page 2.
I see.
And then you've got the $25,000 that, instead of, I guess that came from the general fund, and so you're reducing it to $394,000, but the actual expenditures here, are $419,000.
I'm on page 2.
Yes, sir.
And you're looking at
expenditures by department. If you look at the total through 6/30/15, you've got $394,676.14.
Yep.
Okay. Now, if you go down to the next box,
yep,
expenditures by category.
Same number.
You've got the same number. However, you've got the $25,000 coming in from the general fund. So if you add the personnel, maintenance supplies, services, and capital outlays, your actual spending is $419,000. So why is that number different than the expenditures by department?
The expenditures was budgeted that
$143,890. No, I'm not talking about budget. I'm talking about
year-to-date. Would be sent to the general fund for overhead expenses in operating the department.
Okay.
They have not made that contribution back to the general fund. And in fact, the general fund has loaned the utility fund $25,000.
Correct. And again, I'm not talking about that, I'm talking about year-to-date, fiscal 2014-15. The expenditures by department, water department 246,186, sewer 63,584, and refuse 84,904.
Yep.
$394,000.
Yep.
Now, expenditures by category, the same departments, but you broke it by category.
Yep.
It goes 106, 38, 206, 68. That equals $419,000.
No, you have to have the negative $25,000, or you have to move it to expenditures and make it a plus $25,000. You can't. It's a balance sheet.
You're balancing it with reserves. What I'm saying is, you're saying that we've actually spent $394,000. We've actually spent $419,000.
We haven't spent it. No.
Well, it says year to date.
I understand that.
And okay, so we haven't spent what you say is year to date.
We do have a full agenda. How many more do you have, Alderman Jim?
Just a few.
I mean, is it beneficial for the citizens to hear it in council what you have?
Mayor Pro Tem, this is a council meeting. I don't know where else I would do this because the council blocked an attempt to try to get council to be able to speak during the...
But your questions are not for council. Your questions are for me, and I'm available to you 4 days a week, and I can answer all of your questions.
Yes, but again, you put this in the packet today at 11 a.m., and if I had had this last week, I could have done some of that.
But I'll also be here tomorrow.
Yes, but I'm here tonight. We're in a meeting.
We're all here tonight.
Yes, and we're in a meeting.
Okay.
Duly called, legally meeting. So basically, then, the utility fund's already in the hole. But pick a number based on this. It's hard to do it based on your math, but the utility fund's already in the hole between, we've got 55, we've got 80, or we got 105,000. It's difficult to tell because of the way you're doing the numbers, but the fact is that the utility fund is in the hole.
Do you agree that the expenditures are 394,476?
I agree that you put that on the expenditures by department. I agree that you put an expenditures by category of 419,000.
Okay, so it's 419,000.
Correct.
And the budget is 777,000.
We're not talking about the budget. We're just talking about year to date.
But that's how you measure whether you're in the hole or not, as to what your budget is.
No, we're talking about year to date cash. How much money the city has spent. Okay, I don't want to argue with you, but we're in the hole, either 55, 100, 80, whatever. It's in the hole. I mean, or you wouldn't be giving money from the general fund to the utility fund.
It's a cash flow issue, and it does not constitute being in the hole.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Very clearly, we have more than $25,000 in the checking, and that can be paid back.
Very clearly. Okay, we'll switch.
So that doesn't leave us in the hole. Doesn't that leave us $20,000 to the good? How is that the hole?
Because your revenues are at 339, your expenditures are at 419. Year to date. I mean, that's from your report. I'll move on to the reserve. Just three more, Mr. Adams.
Okay.
Okay, we started the year in, I'm not going to call it reserves, I'm going to call it textbook. We started the year at $795,000. Right now we're at $745,000. So we're at a loss of $50,000, $49,650.71. And okay, now I understand now the transfer. So we still have 3 months left in this fiscal year. Last year, the city had to pull $60,000 from the textbook account in August. And $100,000 from the textbook account in September to pay the bills. How much do you anticipate pulling this year, if any?
We pulled less than we anticipated last year, and we show here what's budgeted for the reserve expenditures, and it is $174,662, of which we have pulled none for the general fund.
Again, you're talking budgets, but I'm talking real numbers. This is what the city has spent so far. We pulled down tax pool. Last year, we pulled out 160 in the last 2 months. I'm just asking you, what do you anticipate pulling this year, if any? You keep saying we're in the positive, so are you saying we're not going to pull any?
No, we'll...
Are we going to pull all the budgeted?
I don't think we'll pull all the budgeted.
Well, that's what I'm asking. How much do you think we're going to pull?
Maybe 100, maybe 125,000.
Thank you. That's all I have, Mr. Adams.
Okay.
I would note that our budgeted expenditures for this year at 75% would be 583,000. And the 400,000 falls far below that of what was budgeted for expenditures for year to date.
Okay. Any other comments or questions from the council? Okay. Moving on to 8.0 business consideration approval of invoices. If the council has looked over the invoices, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
There a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Pass. 8.2, consideration action adopt resolution number 2015-150 in support of the resolution proposed by the City of Morgan's Point for adoption of the Texas Municipal League for a postal barrier system
to protect the Houston Galveston region from storm surge and subtropical rain events. Y'all heard Mayor Bechtel's talk. We've got a handout. Most of the surrounding cities have also passed this resolution, so now it's being presented to the city of Shore Acres. So I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to adopt resolution 2015-150.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. 8.3, discussion final adoption of council direction on the placement of no parking signs on Miramar Drive. Mr. Stahl.
In your packet, there's a memorandum from council to me for your review this evening to clarify. It says that the desired city council will have the no parking signs on the east side of Miramar Drive relocated to the center of each intersection or appropriate position as near thereto as practical and proper, as indicated on the attached page as option two. That's a page that was in the last meeting, and the council reviewed and said that's the direction they want to move. The signs will be placed facing the intersection with a double arrow and will read no parking this side of the street. Placement height and distance from the street will be as specified in the Federal Highway Administration Manual on Uniform Traffic Control Devices for Streets and Highways that was adopted by the state of Texas.
Okay, do we need to entertain a motion, or
it would be great if you would move to authorize that memorandum. And
okay, so I'll make a motion to authorize that memorandum to place the no parking signs in option two.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Got the sign. Moving on to 8.5, discussion of communication problems between citizens and city hall. Alderman. I'm sorry.
Homestead 8.4.
Put a check by it too soon. Sorry. Thank you. Discussion of cost estimate for correcting drainage issue at Shady Lawn in Westview. Mr. Stahl.
Yeah, there was apparently a misunderstanding, if not miscommunication, at the last council meeting. I read the notes of the assistants, the clerk that took the notes, and I listened to the audio. What was presented at the last package or the last meeting was an engineer's estimate. It was not a quote, it was not a bid, it was not work to be done. It was an estimate so that we could see what the range of expense would be. By the very purpose of an engineer's estimate, it tends to be on the high side because it's for budgeting, it's for budget numbers. You don't want to come up short. The process for a project like this is to scope the project, to get an engineer's estimate, to adjust the scoping if required, to allocate funds, then to do the design and bid specifications, and then if it's over $50,000, we have to publish and receive sealed bids and award the bid contract to council. It's under $50,000, and we can go out and seek quotes. We don't have to go through the bid process. We could, but we don't have to, and then we can award the contract. So what the engineer did was exactly what I asked him to do. The most inexpensive way for him to do that is to find a vendor who is willing to give a quote on a job that they know they're likely not going to get. And that's what we have here. They gave it in the various components. There's some overlap in that they gave us three quotes for three different portions of the project. Each one of those has mobilization. Of course, if you do two or more, you wouldn't have mobilization. It was based off of the information that I provided the engineer, which we had at the meeting. His notes were placed on that, and it's in the packet tonight. On the back side, you can see that he does have complete engineer drawings. They were prepared in 2008 when we did the street project. Those culvert pipes have not substantively moved locations, and the grade lines have not changed. There are other options of how we can do it. There is no, you know, there's no requirement that we have to do what was in that that estimate. I wanted it given an engineer's estimate with the full freight, everything that needed to be done, which is two driveways, the intersection, and all things being equal, we stopped doing asphalt streets. We should do concrete. It's lower maintenance, long-term positive impact to the city, so the estimate included a concrete cover of the new culverts. which would abut the new concrete street that we have there. So that's where those numbers came from. The intersection portion alone was $57,000, which would put us into the bid range. And so this was for clarification and for council's information on what the cost of the project might be if we did all of this. But we seem to have jumped right over the allocation of funds portion. Currently in drainage, we have available to expend on this or any other drainage project $900 on a project here that was in the range of $70,000 if we did everything there. If we were to allocate money from streets, we'd come up with another $1,777. Again, far short to do this. There are some other options of things that we could do, and that we can fill the ditch north of the intersection, and we can remove the culvert pipes south of the intersection and reset the one where the driveway is at. That would be a lesser cost, still more than we have available in the budget. So this is more information for budget processes coming up than it is for action by council last week or 2 weeks ago or tonight. And so I just wanted to clarify where those numbers came from and where we're going. Of course, you are required to go out for a competitive bid for anything that's $50,000. Anything that we have an estimate that comes in the range of $40,000, we would be well advised to go ahead and go out for bid because the bids could easily come in above that. And if we got bids that came in over $50,000, we would have to start the process over again. And so, of course, we always have to look at what the cost is. And that's why I'm going to revisit this.
Any questions, comments from council on this agenda item?
Okay, moving on to 8.5, discussion of communication problems between citizens and City Hall. Alderman Jennings.
I have to table that. The citizens that wanted me to put that on there didn't come tonight.
Okay, that will be tabled. Moving on, 8.6, consideration action to approve resolution 2015, TAC 151, adopting the Harris County All Hazard.
That was a motion to table. You want a second?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I get for being a junior mayor. So we have a motion from Alderman Jennings to table. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Tabled 8.5. And moving on to 8.6, consideration action to approve resolution 2015 TAC 151 adopting the Harris County All Hazard Mitigation Plan. Mr. Stahl.
We're required under federal law to have an all hazard mitigation plan to be eligible for federal grants, including the Stafford 404 grants. You may recall that we did not have it's a 5-year cycle. You get that one bite at the apple every 5 years. When I arrived, the emergency management coordinator at that time elected not to adopt a hazard mitigation plan. When Ike hit, we had applied for 32 grants, all of which were denied because we did not have a hazard mitigation plan. We got back in the cycle. This is our second time now to re-up. We do it in conjunction with Harris County. There are about 25 other jurisdictions that join in. We all work collectively, have public meetings, and define the mitigation plan. It then is submitted to DPS, who reviews it. And then it's submitted to FEMA, who reviews it. And at each review, it's kicked back for modifications. We've been through both those cycles. It's now been signed off by the Texas Department of Emergency Management in the governor's office and also FEMA. And now it's back for our official adoption by each of the entities that are the Flair and Harris County. And so this is really a fait accompli that says that we are going to adopt it. We recognize that, and we'll do the things that are required of us in following that.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion on 8.6, resolution 2015, TAC 151.
I so move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? passes. Last agenda item, 8.7. Immediately end the heavy trash pickup program. Direct city staff to implement a return to the cleanup greenup program used in the past. Alderman Jennings.
Motion to discuss.
Need a motion to discuss.
It's on the agenda.
Yeah.
Okay. Immediately end the trash. Look, we've had citizens complain about this for months, and then basically it's been years. Ever since this program was initiated, it's sort of like a government program going wild. It started out, as Mr. Stahl stated on the 622 council meeting, $7,000, and we do this or that. Now it's up to almost $40,000 a year. We're well over budget, and there is no money in the budget for this. Yes, there are fictional amounts in a budgeted category, but there is no money for this. We're already pulling from in this case, General Reserve Fund. You just heard Mr. Stahl say we're going to pull from the tax pool by the end of the year. A minority of citizens use the program. Everybody pays for it, especially those long-term residents. Guys that have lived here for 30, 40, 50 years, they built those reserve funds. They used to be $2.5 million, and now we're looking at down in the $600,000 range. As Mr. Stahl noted many times, the citizens abuse it. We heard the citizen up here tonight saying that somebody's putting mattresses and stuff. I mean, there's stuff that's specifically prohibited to put out. Guys, emergencies require action. And we need to stop spending now so that we can make it through the rest of the year. I mean, it's just one thing that needs to be done. We need to do more. We need to have a special meeting to direct staff on where to go for the rest of the year. But all I'm saying is that, there is no money for this. It's never worked right. Let's go back to a green nut cleanup when it was a community affair. I mean, I remember those days. They were great. We'd all go and we'd meet up down there and we'd get mulch and we'd take our stuff down. Everybody talking to each other. I think a citizen 2 weeks ago had a suggestion that we combine with LaPorte because they already have the infrastructure, and then that's true. And I don't know if we still have our infrastructure or not. So there's ways to cut this budget, and there's things that we should do immediately to do that. But just hanging on to a failed program, I don't think it's the right thing to do for the city. And so I move that we immediately end it.
So a motion on the floor to end heavy trash pickup. Is that appropriate?
Is there a second?
Do I have a second? I can vote, correct?
Yep.
I second. Any discussion?
Yeah, I totally disagree. We have offered a service to this city. We have told our citizens that this service is available, and now you're going to take that away and say, sorry, you're just out of luck. People that have lawn care services and have contractors that do all the work for them, they can afford to have that stuff hauled away or disposed of or whatever, but the people that are out there that do their own handiwork, that take care of their own yards, now it's left up to them to do it once a year and then take everything, if they have a pickup or if they have a utility trailer, take it off to a disposal site. And that only takes care of limbs, trees. Our non-hazardous household waste that is part of this program is still left up to the residents to try to figure out how they're going to get rid of it themselves. I've lived through all this stuff too, and while I can appreciate the things that have been said as far as being able to stuff as many palm fronds as you can in what limited trash cans you have or bundle, I've also watched Republic walk up to my stack that was sitting right next to my trash cans, lift it up and look at it, empty my trash can and drive off. That is not guaranteed that they're going to pick it up just because you bundle it. We have some budgetary concerns. I agree with Alderman Jennings. I think this is something that we need to talk about in our budget meeting. But, one of the things that drives people coming into this city is they look at the services that are available and being, to start pulling services away is not the way to build our city. And I think it's wrong.
Let me address a couple of things Alderman Wheeler said. First off, the budget meeting that we're having on August the 4th, that is not for this year. That is for next year. And so, you know, our problem is now, this year. And so, I think that we just can't keep putting stuff off when we know there's a problem. And as far as, yes, it will require people to readjust their behavior to the once a year or quarterly. I didn't put in there which one. I just said return to the cleanup green-up. And also I understand that people have put stuff out this weekend. So, I mean, clearly we probably ought to amend the language to say let's end it next Wednesday after the Monday pickup so that people don't have stuff sitting there when they were promised. And then, you know, we can direct city staff to put in the water bill a notice saying that, you know, that's it, no more, and explain why. I think once citizens understand why, you know, the cost of this program, the financial problems the city is having. I mean, you heard earlier the mayor of Morgan's Point say, you know, we're due for the big one. You know, we always hear that. Well, what if we are due for the big one? We're going to need as much money as we can. And I keep hearing, you know, other stuff about water tower, water lines. And so we need to save money where we can. And I think citizens understand that very well. We worked in this city with the cleanup greenup for decades. And
if you missed that Saturday, then you were just SOL to take the trash back to your house and figure out how you're going to dispose of it.
Yes, sir.
I don't agree with that type of program.
Well, okay. I mean, we can disagree on the personal responsibility part of it. That's okay. But I'm just trying to address your questions.
It wasn't a question. It was a statement.
I was trying to address your statement.
Okay. Alderman McGowan.
Mr. Stahl, I have a question for you, sir.
Yes, sir.
The current heavy trash company that you're working with, are we in any kind of agreement with them right now or with the contract, and if so, for how much and how much longer?
We have a month-to-month with Republic, and we have a month-to-month with AMR.
And both of those are heavy trash?
Yes.
Do we need them both, or is that just a substitute because one's not performing?
Neither are performing.
But one was due to equipment failure, where the other just didn't show up that knew they were due here, correct?
Well, Republic was hit and miss. They had obligated to do it, but we have no contract with them for it. They are the ones who do our residential collection. And so, yes.
Okay. Well, from where I'm seeing and sitting and hearing both sides of me, both councilmen have made good comments, but my thought process is when you enter the city of Shore Acres and you see all the trash that's all over the city, it's an eyesore. And the first thing that I don't want to do is probably say, I need to go find some place that looks cleaner, some place that looks nicer versus having all this trash. So my recommendation to make a happy medium would be a 30-day notice. September 1st, we stop the heavy trash completely. 1 month, put it in the however we need to get it out. Let them know we have one more month of heavy trash. If you have, get it out. After that, it's your responsibility. That way, it gives people an opportunity to get rid of it. We already have trash here that is not picked up. Let's get it gone. And starting September 1st, let's start with a clean slate and go back to keep green, stay green, or happy green giant, whatever it was, you know. But that would be my recommendation. Because I think if you cut it cold turkey right now, it's wrong. I think if we keep going with it for October the 1st, I think that's wrong because of the money that we're spending. So I think we need to have a happy medium, and that would be September the 1st. Or maybe, you know, I'm going to say September 1st. That gives everyone the opportunity to get the trash out that's gone. If you have any, get it out there. Then after that, we go the other way. Sir.
And the motion that's on the floor is to end heavy pickup, period. So do we want to...
I make a motion to amend the language to read that end the heavy trash pickup program as of September 1st, 2015, and direct city staff to implement a return to the cleanup, bring up program used in the past.
What is that?
Okay. And to implement and to direct the city staff to develop a plan to recycle in the style of the old Clean Up, Green Up program.
Well, I'm trying to. Clean Up, Green Up has gone through several modifications, and so, you know, I need a finger in the stack as to what we're going back to. I mean, and I'd be happy to recap those and why we changed from each, if that's helpful, or we can end, and in the new budget you can decide going forward what you want to do, or...
Okay. There you go. Motion to amend the language to say, in the heavy trash pickup program as of September 1st, 2015, period.
Is September 1st a Monday?
Yeah, August 31st, 2015.
I don't know about that. September 15th. Or September
7th. 31st is a Monday.
That's something. August 31st?
Yeah.
That's the end of our fiscal year where I work. Okay, motion on the floor. Alderman Jennings. You have a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
And you're voting on the amendment.
Correct. No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Passed. Okay.
Adjournment.
We have to vote on the action.
Oh, duh. Okay. All. We needed all in favor, right? Where am I at?
You have just approved the amendment to end as of...
You're calling the question.
End heavy trash pickup as of August 31st. And then now that goes back to the original motion. So it'll be the same vote. I mean, you're going to vote again on the same thing.
Okay, so
amended the entire motion.
So I'm entertaining the first motion again?
Yes.
Okay.
The amended motion.
Okay. Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Okay. We got it? Are we done?
That's it for that one.
Okay, so that is the last item on the agenda. Adjournment at 8:45. Thank you all for coming.